And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning, and we hope you are having a good day. Hopefully, you are staying warm out there today, as it is very, very cold. All right, let's go ahead and get to the phone with our guest. Give me one second here. All right, with our guest, and it is Dr. Craig Correll from Coffeyville Public Schools, the superintendent of Coffeyville Public Schools. And, sir, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Of course, schools are closed today, obviously, because of poor road conditions. Also, very cold as well. This is going to be one of those things. I don't know. Obviously, closed today. How often do you make a decision before we get to talking about school board meeting? How often is there a decision made on maybe the next day as well because of maybe foreseeing road conditions maybe not getting better?
Well, yeah, as you know, it's kind of difficult to predict. A lot of times we'd like to give as much notice as possible, especially with the parents of our elementary students, because we know they're scrambling to try to find someone to watch those children so they can go to work. So we'll be out and about today. I'll be talking with the National Weather Service, as we always do. So it's really a mixture of driving the roads and then trying to predict what we think is going to happen. And we involve, you know, our local authorities, but also the National Weather Service I visit with on occasion to find out, you know, what their prediction is.
When you're saying out driving around, are buses also sent out to kind of see how they're able to handle the roads?
What we do, we have our bus service out monitoring roads. My assistant superintendent goes out and monitors roads, and then I go out and monitor as well. So it's really kind of a combination of everyone. You know, yesterday what we saw was the gravel roads got worse before the roads in town did. So mm-hmm. that was part of our reasoning on making the call. And we did make it fairly early, you know, last evening, which I'm glad we did. Sometimes you wake up the next morning and you second guess whether you should have canceled or not. But this was definitely one of those that we're glad we did. Just keeping the safety of all of our students first and foremost, and then our staff that drive into work also.
Also, one more thing I want to ask again before we get to that is will there be the possibility of going remote instead of just outright canceling school? That way students can still attend class remotely as opposed to just an outright canceling day. Is that a possibility if there could be a few days where kids cannot actually go into school?
That is a possibility, and we'll look at that in days moving forward. With making the call on the Sunday night, we didn't know if that was the best decision to make for today, so we just said we're going to give kids a, you know, just an old-fashioned regular snow day where they didn't have any responsibilities, but that is on the table for future days. We only have so many days we can use, you know, according to the state guidelines. And so if we can use a remote day, we won't have to count it as a snow day.
All right. So, again, some good stuff there for you this morning. All right. Tonight, school board meeting will be at 5 p.m. later on tonight. A few things on the docket. So what are some of the big things that will be discussed tonight for tonight's regular meeting?
Well, tonight we have two discussion items. Each month we have a discussion item that relates back to our strategic plan, which is based on the Kansas CAN outcomes, which the state accredits us through. And so tonight we'll be talking about our ESOL program, which is our students whose first language spoken in the home is anything other than English. And then we'll also be talking about the civic engagement, which is one of the components from the state of Kansas that we must adhere to. So we're going to have a report on that. The civic engagement, we'll hear from elementary lead principal Angie Linthicum. We'll hear from middle school principal Jeff Pegues, and we'll hear from high school assistant principal Trey Thompson. He kind of led this area of our strategic plan. And so we'll hear a little bit about what some of the students are doing to involve themselves in civic learning. And then we'll also hear from our ESOL director, Lisa Stockton, and the curriculum director, Laura Stalford, and talk about the ESOL program and just an overall review of how many students are in the program, how many different languages are spoken, and what some of those strategies are to catch those students up as quickly as we can.
So, yeah. So, again, some stuff being discussed there. Also, a few more things I wanted to bring up. As of right now, you know, obviously, some students are still doing remote as well. How is the remote success going so far? Because I knew when I attended a board meeting in Independence a few months ago, they had thought about bringing students back that have not, you know, not a full restart, but students that were struggling remotely. Kind of bring them back because some students do better remotely. Some students probably do a lot better being actually face-to-face. How's that success been with remote learning? And also, is there maybe a plan to do that for some students who may be struggling a little bit to go ahead and bring them back into in-person class?
You know, in Coffeyville, we've been very fortunate. Our plan was different than most schools when it came to remote learning. So rather than have a couple of teachers district-wide that had all the responsibility for remote learning, every one of our teachers is also a remote learning, and that's why we have that Wednesday remote day as the teachers teach half a day, but it gives them another half a day to help plan because they're having to plan for both on-site teaching and remote teaching. But what we've seen is it has really benefited our students having that relationship with that one teacher, you know, instead of one teacher doing everybody that is remote throughout the district. So obviously we've had students, though, that didn't perform as well. And so we've worked with those students. And at semester, we did reach out to any student who was failing and tell them they were required to come back to school unless they had a doctor's note saying otherwise. But we still have, you know, a small portion of our students that are doing remote for whatever reason. They may have someone, you know, in their family who's vulnerable, who's at risk. And so we've allowed them to stay home. We've had some parents actually, you know, send us a note saying how much better their student is doing on remote. So you get a little bit of both, mm-hmm. But for the most part, you know, most of those remote students are kind of there in the middle, doing about what they would have done anyway.
Yeah, I can already tell you if I was a student, my mom would like go to school because I guarantee you I would be so badly distracted because of everything, you know, because it's like all the fun stuff's at home, you know. So, but also being at school also helps with that social aspect. I know obviously kids are wearing masks, but just being able to be in class with their friends and be able to kind of see their friends, that helps out a lot as well, does it not?
That's really a huge component, and we've seen that nationwide. Some of the districts who haven't gone back and just some of the issues they're seeing with student depression and student anxiety and, you know, and all of that. So we do want our students back, and they need to be back for that social-emotional component.
Absolutely. Well, sir, thank you so much for coming in today or calling in today. We really do appreciate it. And again, that meeting tonight will be at 5 p.m. at the Board of Education building. Again, starting at 5 p.m. at the Education Center. And obviously people are allowed to come out, although we'll just kind of watch out for that. Is there a way to watch it online as well? Is that streamed at all?
Yeah, today's going to be a little different. We are going to go ahead and we're going to have that via Zoom for our board members.
Okay.
Like you said in the beginning of the interview, it's not going to warm up much today. We don't know how much more may be coming down. So just for the safety of our board members and our staff that are presenting, we're going to have that via Zoom. So there will be a live Facebook link put out there later on this afternoon.
Okay, so and people will be able to watch it, I'm guessing, from home. That way also keeps people off the streets and make sure everybody's safe on all
That's
accounts.
Right.
All right. Well, again, sir, thank you so much again for that tonight. Starting at 5 p.m., be sure to watch it. They'll have a Zoom link put out later on the Facebook page. Well, again, sir, you have a great day, and be safe out there.
Thank you. Stay warm.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right.
That is Dr. Craig Correll, the superintendent of Coffeyville Public Schools, USD 445. Again, that meeting is going to be moved to a Zoom meeting tonight due to roads out there. It'll be at 5 p.m. tonight. They'll have that Zoom link put up onto their Facebook page a little bit later on today if you are interested in watching that. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have some news coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this very frigid Monday morning in Southeast Kansas.